Welcome back to First Focus, a podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, where we seek to update the church with news and events. I'm your host, Troy Cash, and with me today, Dr. Gabriel Floor. Gabe, how's it going today?
Doing great, Troy. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited to do it. Of course, by the time that this podcast airs, we will have heard your last sermon.
And there was great rejoicing in Israel.
No. So we have shed many tears already at staff meetings and been moved, and I'm sure you have as well in some of your private conversations with folks. I thought that today on the podcast, really what we could talk about is a personal view of how the people of this church have affected you, like kind of a walk in your shoes in the past years that you've been here on staff. I mean, I don't think it's any stretch at all to say that the congregation and everyone in it would agree with how profoundly they've been affected by your ministry here. And so I'd really like to get a personal perspective of how they've affected you in your life.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Troy, and that's a question that would take a lot of time to answer.
Sure.
I think I'll just try to focus on a few areas. I think from the standpoint of being a preacher in this congregation, the thing that stands out the most is the way this congregation loves the Word of God.
Mm.
There's just a hunger and excitement. It truly is a wonderful place to preach the Bible.
Yeah.
And that is owing to the leadership beginning with Glenn Connect through to Dr. DeWitt and Dr. Ferguson, and now with, of course, Dr. Thomas, and then Del Ralph Davis, Mark Ross, all of these amazing teachers that have been here and that are here now. The hunger for the Word of God in this congregation, the way that they receive the Word, it really is something.
Mm-hmm.
And many pastors, I think that's fair to say, many just don't get that experience to have a congregation that really loves the Word like this congregation does. I think personally what's stood out for Callie and I is, you know, this is a town that's obviously very special to us.
Mm-hmm.
Callie and I met about two blocks from where we're sitting. So we're proud and probably obnoxiously, at least I'm obnoxiously proud of being a Gamecock. So this city already meant something to us. But the way that there's just been numbers of individuals that have been so gracious and kind to Callie and I and embraced us and welcomed us. And that's just a special part of this church, too. And I think the third thing that stands out for us is and for me personally, is the ability to have worked with Derek.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff in general, for sure. I mean, the other ministers here, there's such a wonderful collegiality among the ministers. That's something that's hard to achieve in a church our size.
Yeah.
Everybody's here to serve. Everybody's got such a humble spirit here in terms of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to labor alongside a guy like Derek Thomas has been one of the greatest privileges of my life.
Yeah.
And I've learned so much from him. And one of the reasons that we accepted the call to come here, we wanted to be really careful. It wasn't just because we wanted to come to Columbia that we loved.
Right.
But when Callie and I were praying, it was the opportunity to have the time we got, especially with when Ralph was still here, but to put our family under the ministry of Derek and of Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
And that stands out as just kind of a golden era for us.
Yeah.
But the whole experience, Troy, overwhelmingly has been just one that's positive, that I think has prepared us for what God has for us next.
Mm.
It will be a place that we miss dearly. And moving on from here, I can't even believe I'm saying that because I didn't know that I would be saying that. But moving on from here is obviously very emotional, very hard for us.
Yeah.
But we're excited to see what God's got next, and we firmly believe in his call in our lives to go to Chattanooga, and folks there have already been just amazing. So, again, I look back now, you're in seminary, which I love, and I love what you guys do as interns. I'm so excited to see how God is going to use y'all. But as I look back when I'm sat in your shoes and now have pastored a few churches, we have been very, very blessed to be in great congregations. You know, Second Pres Greenville, Shiloh Presbyterian Church in Raleigh, First Jackson, and First Columbia. It's just been, I feel like a man that could say so easily with the psalmist, the lines have fallen to us in pleasant places.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I want to frame this too. You are being sent out and commissioned and sent to a new pastorate. For those who might not know, would you mind to talk a little bit about some of the things that you're excited about? Of course, your new position is going to be the senior minister at First Pres in Chattanooga to lead that congregation there. But are there any things that you are looking forward to in the immediate future?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah, I think we're very excited to go to that congregation. It's a tremendous historic congregation, yeah, much like First Pres Columbia. First Chattanooga has a rich history that is intertwined in some instances with First Pres Columbia.
Sure.
A lot of mutual ties there. But I think what we're most excited about is the opportunity to love the people there, to preach the word, and to go back to a place where my wife spent a lot of time. Her dad's family's from Signal Mountain, right there in Chattanooga. So this is a city that she holds dear and played a big part in her childhood. So that we're very much excited to live there. And, you know, frankly, Chattanooga is just a cool city.
It is, yeah.
You know this. Yeah. You're an East Tennessee guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I grew up in Greenville, and Chattanooga reminds me so much of what Greenville was like.
Sure.
You know, just a really neat mountain town.
Yeah.
A lot of good churches there. I'm really excited about laboring in that presbytery. And then excited for the challenges, which any new call brings,
yeah,
and to see what those are. And the biggest thing I think that Callie and I are most excited about, Troy, is seeing Jesus work in ways that we didn't expect him to. And it's a beautiful thing to be a pastor, and I've had this experience a few times, to be very conscious of the fact that you are really just an instrument. And it's so easy, you know, Satan always tempts ministers with pride and everything else. It's so easy to get in a rhythm of preparing sermons, preaching, being with people, that you can begin to think that, hey, I'm just doing my job. What I'm always excited about is to see when Jesus shows up and wrecks that mindset, because that's what he loves to do, to make sure we rely on him. And so we're very excited about that in the near term.
Yeah, just as a personal note, I think that's been a pretty common theme for me, at least this past semester, with having more opportunities to teach or speak or even preach. And, of course, you came and spoke at one of our philosophy of ministry meetings, and I feel, if I may say so, that the theme of the meeting was that we are nothing.
Yeah.
And
we are. We are nothing.
and I think it's highlighted by a quote that, you know, it's Lord's providence that it's kind of been a constant running theme, but the famous quote from Martin Luther that our God created all things out of nothing, and when I become nothing, he can create something out of me.
Amen. I love that.
And so that's been a constant theme for this semester for me.
Yes.
And I've been really grateful to hear that same message from you. And then, of course, I think, you know, not to toot your horn, because we're nothing, but I think you've exemplified that in the pulpit here.
Oh, thank you,
brother. And I'm, you know, super eager and excited for the church in Chattanooga to get to experience that and sit under your leadership and administration of the word.
Thank you so much for that, Troy.
As
you know, the ministry is a weighty thing. It's a terrifying thing. But I would never, ever want to do anything else. And as you, that quote from Luther, which I love, ringing in my ears are the words of Ligon Duncan, which I've heard him say on a number of occasions. You know, our job is very simple. Preach the gospel, die, and be forgotten.
That's good.
That's what...
He's going to have a hard time doing that third one. But
yes, may his tribe increase, and may his memory linger long when he is no longer with us, which I hope is many, many years away. So, but yeah, that's such a good way to look at it, Troy. And that's what I hope we can do there too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know the dynamics of the body of the church there in Chattanooga are a little bit different. Are there some ways that you've been able to minister here in discipleship that may be excited about taking to that church, and then also maybe some challenges, like you just said, that it might be completely different that you're excited for as far as discipleship.
Well, I think that I would say what I'm excited to take there is first watching how Derek pastors this church. As you know, as all of us know, Derek has an unusual ability with a church as big as this is to be in touch with so many people. And that's just because he loves people. And I've seen him do that. I've had the privilege now of following him twice, you know, in Jackson and now here, and just seeing the fruits of his ministry, wanting to see that happen in Chattanooga. And then I think also I've learned from every one of our ministers here. I think of how David and Brian care for the congregation and wanting to get just a tenth of what they've got gift-wise. I know for a fact that Josh Squires is the greatest pastoral counselor I've ever been around, and I don't have the gift set that that guy does. God's uniquely gifted him, but I hope I can, you know, Josh has ministered to me in so many ways. I hope I can do some of that there as well. And then I think watching how David Henderson leads his staff and the way he develops people, that's something I really hope that I can pick up on and do there as well. So I was very blessed to go to a church that had an interim pastor before I came, and he's a very gifted man. His name's Tim Kirk, and he, you know, really prepared the way. So, you know, it's one of those things you come back to again and again, and you know this, Troy, that we stand on the shoulders of giants. That's all there is to it. And so all I want to do is try to get there and love people and preach.
That's a pretty good goal ahead, I think.
Might be simplistic. I got a lot to learn, my friend.
If you have a lot to learn, then, boy, I'm in the hole.
Oh, brother.
Well, you know, we're excited for you. I mean, I like I said before, I really don't think it's any stretch to say that the effect you've had here has been profound. I mean, it feels like it is just self-evident that in the short time that I've been here, not only an effect that you've had on me personally, and I feel like your education of the interns that we've got to grow in our relationship, but just the testimony of the folks in the church and how they have not only enjoyed but been edified by your preaching and your leadership.
That's incredibly kind of them to say. The other thing I would add about this congregation, and it's a great place to be an intern for this reason and a minister, is that they are very patient with my many failings, for sure. And just very, very kind about those. So, yeah, a lot of gratitude on our end.
A good way for us to end this podcast, if you wouldn't mind, I think I'd be honored for you to pray for the season of the future. And if I may, I'll close with a prayer for you.
Perfect. That'd be great, Troy. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for First Presbyterian Church in Columbia. Thank you for the way that you have sustained her for 227 years almost. Just astonishing to think about that. Thank you for the leadership of the session and the officers and the pastors. What a joy it is to witness that. And Lord, thank you for the years you've given our family here, years not eaten by the locusts, years in Canaan, as it were. And, Lord, we thank you for that. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless First Pres greatly and that you would prepare the way for First Pres Chattanooga, Lord, for a time of change with our family coming there, Lord, that you would go ahead of us there as you went ahead of us here. And, Lord, as First Pres Columbia undergoes a season of change, we ask that you would do what you have done, which is sustain her, guide her, keep her close to yourself, Lord. We would be like those who are under the care of your wings. You are like that to us. You are one who oversees us, who cares for us. So we pray that would happen here, Lord, and we pray that you would do here and in Chattanooga great and mighty things which we did not ask for and did not expect. That you would rend the heavens and come down, and that you would give us that spirit of gladness, of joy, for that is our strength. And we ask it all in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to your bride, Christ. Thank you that you have set apart a people for yourself, and in doing that, you use instruments to build this body. And I thank you for the effect and the calling that you've placed in our brother Gabe's life, and how he has served this body here and will go and continue to serve another part of the same unified body and the same called hope that we serve in Christ. We thank you for the effect he has had. We pray, God, that you would continue to provide your hand of care and guide his steps. We know you've established them. We pray that you would give him light, that he would follow in the steps of Christ and may be comforted with each step and the light that lights his path, and as he continues to administer that word to your people. And so, God, I pray that you bless their efforts. Would you care your hand personally for their family, he and Callie and their daughters? And I pray that those people would come up around them, that they would care for them as they seek to care for the body as well, so that they may be built up together to mature manhood in Christ. So, God, we thank you for this unique time and season that we've shared and enjoyed in fellowship. We pray that you give those blessings and all the more to this congregation in Chattanooga. And we pray, God, that you would continue to work in their lives and continue to bring them back to yourself daily. We thank you for your mercies. You are kind, ever faithful. We pray all these things in our great Savior Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me on today, Troy.
Thanks, Gabe. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us here on First Focus. If you'd like to stay connected with our show and be made aware of new episodes as they're released, download our app, FPC Cola, on the App Store or Google Play. We hope that you'll join us again next time. I'm Troy Cash, and until then, God bless.